This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura. Daf Hashavua, we're up to Siman Ayin. Siv Dalad. Haya Oisek B'Tzarchei Rabim. Somebody was involved in community activities. V'Yigi Zman Kriyashma. And the Zman Kriyashma came. Lo Yapsik. Don't interrupt. Ala Yigmar Eskem. Finish what you're doing. V'Yikra Im Nishar Eslikros. And you'll read if there's time. If there's no time, you won't read. But you read if there's time. That's what you do if somebody is being Oisek B'Tzarchei Tzibor. You'll read if there is time. Okay. Says the Mishnah Brura. Sivkatan Tes Zayin. Mairi She'en Shem Mi She'yishtadel Elohu. It's talking about there's no one to try, meaning there's nobody to be involved in the Tzarchei Tzibor. You're the only guy who could do this. That's why you can't interrupt. You're involved in a mitzvah. Even if you're just trying to save people's money, you are not, you know, you're a loy pasak leberchais lekrishma. What about if I'm stopping because I'm oisik b'tzarchei tzibur and I'm tired, so I need to rest to continue to be oisik b'tzarchei tzibur? You also don't say Shema. That's also a mitzvah. You'll say Shema later, if there's time. Even if you're just trying to save their money. Even if you're just trying to save one guy's money. It can't be you're trying to save your own money, but you're trying to help other people. Okay. The Mechaber is Mashma, that the situation was, you started Beheter, and therefore you do not interrupt. But it's Mashma from here, that if you started Be'isr, after it's Higiyah Zman, you have to stop. Look at the Prima Gadim, he's inclined to say that in all situations, you don't have to stop. Even if you started Be'isr. Lo Yafsik. Vim Yachal Hafsik L'Kriya Shema. If you are able to interrupt and say Shema and then go back and finish for Tzarchei Tzibur without any tircha, you should stop. Kasav haprimagadim. Diafagav the oisek b'tzarchei rabim patur mikriya Shema. Even though if someone is oisek b'tzarchei rabim, they're exempt from Shema. Mikamakam in pasak the kara, if they stopped and they read Shapra Yatzi De Chayva, they do get the mitzvah. Don't say, well, maybe they're pater, and therefore if they said Shema, they're not Yotze, and therefore if the Asek, B'tzarchei Tzibur, is done, they maybe you would think they have to say it again. No, when we say they're pater, they're not obligated, but they're not categorically exempt. Delay pater mamish mikriya Shema. It's not that they're actually pater, it's just that the Uz, it's just that at that time they're oisek in a different mitzvah. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Yigmar iskehem umikamakaim yase mashiyachal. Nevertheless, you should do what you can. V'yikra lepachas pasuk rishain. And read at least the first pasuk. Im baruch shema kvod machzayin levad bezmana ki zeh davar katzar. That's very short. Ef shalai afilu b'shash oisek b'tzarchei tzibur. And that you could do even when you're being oisek b'tzarchei tzibur. So even though the mechaber says you don't interrupt for zman kriya shema, but rather you finish the asek that you're involved in, but try to at least chaperain the first pasuk of shema with baruch shem. As we said earlier, that the pasuk of Baruch Shem is part of Kabbalah Smacha Shemaim. And then you say the Shema if there is time remaining. Im Nishar, says the Mishnah Berurah of Im Loi Nishar. And if there isn't time, Mayasa, what could you do? Hare Asak B'Mitzvah, you were involved in doing a mitzvah. Mekamakoim, Chayiv Lahazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim. Nevertheless, you are obligated to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Afilu La'achar She'avar Zman Kriya Shema. even after the Zman Kriya Shema. Meaning, even though the Zman Kriya Shema passed, you're obligated to say Yitzias Mitzrayim Shezuhi Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma. It's a mitzvah by itself. Umitzvah Sukal Yoim. The mitzvah extends the whole day. Al Kein Yoim Ar Ezer Parsha Sheyesh Bo Yitzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, you should say some parsha that has Yitzias Mitzrayim. What if you just say Hashem Hoitzianu Mi Mitzrayim? Prima Gadim says Yoitza. But it sounds like you do not have to say all three parshas after this man. And it comes on the Magen Avram. So you should all be bothered. The Chavos Yair asks that we said in Simen Nun Chesavav that you read Shema the whole day. We also say later on that if someone is Malamit Tar L'Rabim, even though you're not Mavsik only to say the first Pasuk, but after you teach, you should say the whole Shema. Let's look back in Simen Nun Ches, Se'if Vav. In Nun Ches Se'if Vav we say, Afal Pi Shenimshach, Shezmana Nimshach Atsoif HaShash Lishis, Im Avra Shash Lishis Laikara, you say B'Berchayseha the whole Sharavias, Vim Avra Sharavias Laikara, Kaira B'Loi B'Berchayseha Kal Hayoim. And here, we're learning that you just have to be mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim. I guess here we're talking about what you're obligated to mention. But it's recommended to say the whole Shema. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah continues. Im kvar over hazman shel yuchal loymer berchas emes v'yatzev. In other words, if you miss the Zman Kriya Shema, you should at least say a parsha that has Yitzias Mitzrayim. But again, this is only if even the fourth hour passed. But if you're still within the Zman of not Kriya Shema, but Birchas Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema goes till the third hour, and the Birchas Kriya Shema goes till the fourth hour. K'may Shemavar b'simen nunches v'ayin shav b'mishnah berurah v'ayin lekaman simen tzadi gimel sif dalid le'inyan tefila v'mishnah berurah Sham. Okay, Veda. Dim nimshach zman iska b'tzarchet zibur alachar chatzos. What if your in being involved in the tzarchet zibur lasted till midday? Sha'az pater l'kulei yama, af minat tefila. Because now, not only you pater from Shema, you pater from tefila. Mikol makom aser l'kulei yama le'echal. Nevertheless, it is aser according to everyone even to eat. Koidem shemekayim mitzvahs tefillin. Before you fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin, dismanei kol hayom, the mitzvah of tefillin, the time extends the whole day. V'gam lefi ma shekasav ha-prima gadam simen peites, and also, according to what the prima gadam writes in simen peites, asur loy az lecho kodem shemespalel tefilas ha-mincha. You won't be able to daven before mincha. Al kein kishiyagia chatzi shah sha'achar chatzos. Therefore, when the half hour after Chatzos comes, Yisbal Tfilas HaMincha, V'Acher Kach Yoichal. So in other words, if your Oisek, if your Esek B'Tzarchei Tzibor took you until midday, not only do you have to put on Tefillin, and therefore you can't eat before Tefillin, you can't eat before Mincha. So you're going to wait until a half hour after Chatzos, Daven Mincha, and then you could eat. V'ayin b'sefer machane Yisrael perek zayin. We know the Chofetz Chaim wrote a sefer for soldiers of how they should accord themselves under extenuating circumstances, where the Chofetz Chaim says that even though a suda katana, the Rama says that you're allowed to eat before mincha, that's when you ready daven shachris. But if you didn't even daven shachris, then you see, if you daven shachris, and now it's talking about eating before mincha you could eat suda ketana, you can't eat suda gedoyla. But before shachris, you can't eat anything. Now, you're not davening shachris, because you blew it. But now your mincha takes on the status of shachris, of the din of lo yisoichlu al adam, that you're now to eat before you pray. Okay, we're going to hold it over here for today. Okay, so tomorrow we'll see sif hey. Wishing everyone an amazing day.
So in the mitzvah, the din of Oisim Mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, is that he says over here,
Right. Right. L'chaira. L'chaira. It's not like you be...
How are you allowed to stop the mitzvah and do this mitzvah? What are you, Potter? You should be also for you to do this mitzvah now. You're in the middle of another mitzvah. How can you stop that? He says it's okay if you stop to say Shema.
No, he says it's okay to, if you could... The first pasuk. Right? Where? Mishabru Yud Ches? Yeah. Right. Right. It's talking about where by saying Shema, it would not infringe on the mitzvah you're middle of. In other words, what's the reason Oisek b'mitzvah pater mina mitzvah? Because you're taking away from the mitzvah you're involved in. But if you're able to say the Shema without it in any way infringing on the mitzvah you're involved in,
then you should be mechuyev. It's not like if you did it, you're okay.
No, it sounds like you're not mechuyev. Are you mechuyev too?
If you were able to stop that mitzvah without infringing, if you're able to stop that tzarchei tzibur without infringing on
right, it sounds like you're not mechuyev too. You're not obligated to. Because at the end of the day, you are involved in...
I'm asking Manoshok, so then how are you allowed to? How are you allowed to stop a mitzvah if you're not...
You're allowed to, because it's not really... In other words, if I'm busy in a mitzvah, so now I don't have a requirement to turn to the other mitzvah. But if it's not fully... it's not going to infringe on the mitzvah I'm doing, I'm licensed to. Am I obligated to? I'm not obligated to.
Not after,
so that's the Mishnah Berurah said that it's talking about you started Beheter. And perhaps the Mishnah Berurah of Kalniyat Zion said it's mashma that if you started Be'isser, then you would have to stop because you weren't allowed to get involved in that mitzvah to begin with. Prima Gadim says no, even so, you don't have to. It's a machlekes. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.